Warning, this video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today I'm going to talk about the 90-day report. Everybody who stays longer than 90 days in Thailand, every foreigner that is, has to fill out a 90-day report and give it to immigration. You can give it to them in person at the immigration department in Chiang Wat Thanh, or you can mail it in, which is what I've done ever since they started allowing mail-ins of this document. So in order to do this, here's the way that it works. You've got a due date of your 90 days. You figure out that due date. Okay, June 30th is the last day for me. So around the 15th, around 2 weeks beforehand, you get a copy of the front of your passport with the information. You get a copy of your departure and arrival card, and you make a copy of your visa. Then you put all those into an envelope. You get a self-addressed envelope with a stamp, and you put that inside the envelope also. You get a form. It's called the TM-47. And once you start filing this 90-day report regularly, you will get that form sent back to you in the return envelope. Immigration will send that to you. You will fill that application out. It's basically very simple. It asks for your name, when you came into Thailand, your passport number, arrival card number, and your address. That's it. You fold that up, put it into the envelope, and then if you have the receipt of notification, I always make a copy of it and send it along with everything else. The receipt of notification, you're only going to get that after the first time that you file the 90-day report. Now, here's the thing. The questions that I've got are asking, do you lose your time? You have 90 days. If you send it in and they get it a week early, do they deduct a week and then you've right from when they get it, you have another 90 days? No, that's not how it works. Okay, for instance, the last time I filed, or rather sent in my application, the form for alien to notify of staying longer than 90 days, the 90-day report, the last time I did it was April 28th. I sent the paperwork in April 14th. They got it. They sent me the receipt of notification. And now, on July 28th, the next 90-day report is due to them. So you don't lose any time. And frankly, that is immaterial. Because what's important is your visa. Of course, the 90-day report is important. You need to do that. But if you leave the country before the 90-day report or the 90 days is up, you don't need to file the report. Simple as that. Also, the 90-day report is just an address notification. It has nothing to do with your visa or your ability to stay in Thailand. Now, I will say this. If you're a little bit late, I was late one time, and I was probably only a day or two late. I let it slip my mind, and I mailed it in a couple days early. And I should have mailed it in like EMS, but I figured, not a big deal. And I got a letter. I got all the paperwork back, and I got a little note that said, please make sure to send your paperwork in plenty of time the next time. And I did, and I have. And now, I make sure I don't forget. I have this date on my computer. I have it on my phone, and I have it in my head. What is the time that I need to send the next report out. If you are late and they catch you, or you have a problem and then they look into your visa status and your immigration status, they will probably fine you. There is a fine. I don't know exactly how much it is, but it's a couple thousand baht. And, you know, for what you have to do, this is such a simple process, and they make it easier because you don't have to go to immigration. Frankly, I'm in Lod Prowl. If I got to go to immigration and there's traffic in the morning, it'll take me an hour to get there, or an hour and a half even, depending on the traffic. It'll take me anywhere from a half an hour to 2.5, 3 hours to get this done. It just depends on how many people are there. Then it'll take me another, say, 40 minutes to get back. So I'm going to spend half a day to send it to go and deliver the report in person versus just mailing it in. And all you got to do is – my recommendation is if you can't print out a copy of your passport and everything that you need copies of, I just go to some little mailing place inside of the mall or a little copy place around your house, get a self-addressed envelope, get a stamp. It's like 10 baht. Put everything in an envelope. Fill out the TM-47, the form for aliens to notify of staying longer than 90 days. Send it in a week to 2 weeks prior to the date that this report is due, and you'll be golden, okay? And my recommendation is that you send it in registered mail. If not registered, then send it in EMS, but you need to have some kind of traceable method just in case. So until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok ni lat jerk and mine.